News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva with foreign ministers. Iran is at the table. Israel is not. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in touch by phone, offering to meet directly with Iran at any time. ABC's Mary Bruce says that window won't stay open forever.
The president has now given himself a two-week deadline to make this high-stakes decision whether to strike Iran. We are told he's hoping this gives the Iranians, quote, time to come to their senses and come back to the negotiating table. The big question now, what happens if they don't?
Iranian missiles got through the Iron Dome again, hitting a six-story residence in southern Israel. Extreme heat is settling in as summer arrives today. Denver, Minneapolis could see triple digits. Extreme heat warnings as far east as Chicago. 50 summers ago, we were afraid to go in the water. Jaws being re-released this summer in theaters to celebrate the anniversary. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Fresh Realm establishments are recalling chicken fettuccine Alfredo products that may be adulterated with an outbreak strain of Listeria monocytogenes, or LM. Out of an abundance of caution, the company is voluntarily recalling all products produced prior to June 17th that are available under the following brand names and shipped to Kroger and Walmart retail locations nationwide. 32.8-ounce tray packages containing market-side grilled chicken Alfredo with fettuccine tender pasta with creamy Alfredo sauce, white meat chicken, and shaved Parmesan cheese with Best Buy date, June 27, 2025 or prior. 12.3-ounce tray packages containing market-side grilled chicken Alfredo with fettuccine, tender pasta, with creamy Alfredo sauce, white meat chicken, broccoli, and shaved Parmesan cheese with Best Buy date June 26, 2025 or prior. And 12.5-ounce tray packages containing Home Chef Heat and Eat Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo with pasta, grilled white meat chicken, and Parmesan cheese with Best Buy date June 19, 2025 or prior. The products bear the USDA mark of inspection on the product label as well as establishment numbers ESTP50784, ESTP47770, or ESTP47718 printed on the side of the packaging. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service and public health partners are investigating an outbreak of LM that currently includes 17 ill people in 13 states. As of June 17th, there have been 3 reported deaths and 1 fetal loss associated with this outbreak. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Reese Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4. Victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then increasing sunshine in the afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, a low of 74. Hot and humid this weekend with highs in the 90s, heat index values above 100. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to follow the happenings in the news. And our old friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will be here to discuss NIL. Is it making people soft? Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, I hit this button right here, don't I? All right. Good morning. Welcome back. 7:06. Nice to have you here on this Friday morning, June 20th, 2025. Parker Olson is over in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is along as well. And I was mentioning, Parker, that was it 1975? Yeah. What was that big blockbuster movie that was premiering that started a trend of big summer movies?
Oh, yeah. There. Jaws. It was Jaws.
I just thought that would be nice because I found the promo for today's Up North News Daily newsletter. And it says here, come learn about five Wisconsin startups that were featured on Shark Tank.
Oh.
Is that close enough? Did I connect those dots all right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That's okay. Good enough.
So over the course of its 16-year run, several Wisconsin companies have dropped by the tank. Where are they now? And we outlined five of them that are thriving thanks to their exposure on Shark Tank. That's all part of our daily newsletter. Sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. Boy, that was tight. I'm telling you, I should just go into the radio promo business with something like that going on. Brittany's here to tell us about where the storms are and where the heat will be. One is somewhere, and the other is everywhere, at least if I'm understanding correctly. Brittany, good morning.
You're right. Yes, good morning. I was woken up this morning to a power outage. Yes, a lot of Wausau lost power in the overnight hours from those storms rolling through. Some heavy rain, too, anywhere from an inch to an inch and a half into portions of central Wisconsin just through the overnight. Now we've got rain in the Fox Valley, and we've got another little push of rain headed towards Madison right now. Now it's starting to weaken. It's not as strong. And overnight, it was just kind of sitting right where the front was and just training over the same area, which is why that rainfall got so intense. But otherwise, as we go through the day today, we are going to see all of the showers gone by about 11 a.m. The sun will start to pop out. We will see a nice day today, upper 70s to mid 80s. Getting a little breezy out of the south as those warmer temperatures start to sneak in. And then as we go through tonight, we do have a chance for another round of strong to severe thunderstorms. Kind of a repeat of what we went through overnight tonight, going on again tomorrow. So really wanting to fire up in the overnight, early morning hours and then rolling through the day, potentially tomorrow, it could make its way down south. If this happens, it will keep our temperatures cooler tomorrow, potentially throughout the state, where we may not hit the 90s just yet. But if this doesn't happen, those 90s are going to be taking over as soon as tomorrow afternoon. Regardless, we've got a statewide heat advisory in effect for tomorrow afternoon through the entire day on Sunday. And we've got a heat extreme heat warning for places far north. I mean, even into Ironwood, Park Falls, Hayward, Rice Lake, Eau Claire. And then that goes down to Milwaukee and Kenosha as well, because you've got that urban heat island. You think about all the concrete and buildings. It heats up faster in cities versus where there's a lot of grass. So that's what's going to be happening as we go into this weekend. It's going to be feeling like 105 to 110 degrees out there. That is dangerous heat. Stay hydrated and stay safe.
All right. Let's see. From Robin Tigerton, I've got a few different things here that I wanted to hit. So sorry about that. We got a lot of messages coming in today. Good morning from Tigerton. Cloudy and 60, half an inch of rain overnight. I was busy getting my lawn mowing jobs done before the heat comes. He says, be careful on concrete highways like Highway 29, 10, 53 and the interstates with roads perhaps buckling from the hot weather. Let's see, he's going to his cousin Jody's funeral in Clintonville today. Then he's going to have a meal at Clintonville's A&W with a root beer float. He says, with the warm and humid weather coming, the corn can indeed be knee-high by the 4th of July. And Tigerton has a major motocross race at the Tigerton ATV UTV Park. There are a lot of people that are going to be coming there over the weekend. He goes on to say that he loves Brittany's shirt, which features weather legend Tom Skilling. And yes. He concludes by saying, Tom Skilling showed my pictures on WGN in Chicago on his weather and social media sites. Rob is going big time here.
Go, so, Rob, go.
So, yeah, Jeff Skilling is the weather guy there at WGN. And the T-shirt says, what is it? Every day I'm skilling it.
Every day I'm skilling it. And he's got his, you know, the TV hand pointing out and the big lightning bolt coming from the cloud. But it's special to me. I learned from him. I actually interned with him, grew up watching him. And I feel like a lot of my forecasting skills, skilling it, come from him.
Well, to the point where, I mean, it's nice that you have paid homage to, you know, somebody. Brittany, this is your time. It is time for a Brittany T-shirt.
I know. What can we make?
You've got the name Merlot. There is something we can do with that.
Make it all right. Make it rain Merlot.
Make it rain Merlot.
Get the cats and dogs. Make it rain Merlot. Parker, you are on it.
All right, let's get our graphic design team all over that. Luke Mathers is opening up Canva on his laptop right now, saying, "I got this. I got this."
That is great.
The Eagle Scouts are always there. And Rob agrees. You would want a Brittany shirt. Everybody would.
Yeah,
They totally would. So that's awesome. Thank you, Brittany. We'll talk to you in the next hour here.
Sounds good.
All right. It's time for our free ticket Fridays that you can get your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. It happens every Friday for the rest of the summer here. All you've got to do is use that Civic Media app and use the text feature and text us today's keyword. And it's for now. These ones on free ticket Fridays, they are for specific games. So you're going to want to make sure you can go to this game and, you know, take three friends along with you. And if so, you're going to want to be part of this. So let me bring up that special keyword right here. There we go. For June 20th, the game is next Friday, a week from today, against the Colorado Rockies at American Family Field. And the keyword is fun. F-U-N. Fun. So make that the keyword, and you will be in the running for free Brewers tickets on this free Ticket Friday. 7:13 the time right now, and before we get to Joan Esposito and talk about some of the other news that's happening around the country, one note about Wisconsin news. Well, it's got a bit of a tie-in in that it's got something to do with our Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and his desire to somehow tie transportation funding grants to cooperation with Trump's mass deportation orders. A federal judge said, you can't do that. A federal judge rejected Sean Duffy's attempt to tie state funding to immigration enforcement operations. The judge, John McConnell, wrote in a preliminary injunction, Congress did not authorize or grant authority to the Secretary of Transportation to impose immigration enforcement conditions on federal dollars specifically appropriated for transportation purposes. Back in late April, Duffy said states would lose federal funds for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure if they block President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts, if they happen to support DEI programs, or defy other directives from this administration. And it reminds me of a different story that I saw online dealing with, again, a president who wants to be essentially a dictator or a king. You know how recently you had Mark Pocan, congressman from the 2nd District, and Gwen Moore heading up to Dodge County to an ICE detention facility there at the Dodge County Jail, wanting to make visits and check on the welfare of people who've been rounded up, who, for all we know, may be citizens in all these secret police kidnappings, essentially. Well, the Department of Homeland Security has now imposed new limits on visits by members of Congress and their staff to immigration enforcement facilities. See, under federal law, members of Congress can make unannounced oversight visits to immigration facilities that detain or otherwise house undocumented immigrants. Lawmakers are not required to provide prior notice of the intent to enter a facility to conduct this oversight. Oversight is a function of that branch of government. But in new guidance by ICE, it asks members of Congress to give at least 72 hours notice before a visit to the facilities. But then a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security went even further, suggesting federal officials shouldn't be allowed entry unless they give a week's notice. Spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin said, and this is the quote that got to me, "A week is sufficient to ensure no intrusion on the president's constitutional authority." Let me get that again. "A week is sufficient to ensure no intrusion on the president's constitutional authority." Tricia McLaughlin, what about the constitutional authority of Congress, of another co-equal branch of government, to conduct oversight? But McLaughlin says any request to shorten that time frame must be approved by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. That's not happening. But again, we wouldn't want to intrude on the president's constitutional authority. Well, but what if he's acting outside of the boundaries of the Constitution? Who's supposed to stop that? Oh, yeah, that would be Congress, the same folks that are simply rolling over right now for everything that Trump does. Which leads to this question. Then we'll do some sports and a break, and then we'll visit with Joan Esposito. But let me ask you this question. Can you imagine what Republicans in Congress would be like right now if Joe Biden was contemplating military action in Iran with virtually no oversight from the body that's given the power to declare wars? I mean, does anybody else think this is really being rushed here? And now you have Trump yesterday putting out a statement saying that he'll make a decision within 2 weeks. Where have I heard that before? Let's see. Oh, 8 weeks ago, Trump was asked if he could trust Vladimir Putin. And he said, "I'll let you know in about 2 weeks." When asked once about his tax plans, he said it would be out in about 2 weeks. When asked about his health care plan at one point, he said it would be about 2 weeks. Evidence of conspiracy theories, 2 weeks. The fight against ISIS, 2 weeks. The opening of some coal mines during his first term, 2 weeks. Infrastructure plans, remember Infrastructure Week? 2 weeks. At one point or another, that was the answer he gave. Which leads to this question, and I wondered this, and I hope all the medical professionals listening come closer to the radio. Think about this. Has Donald Trump unlocked the key to America's attention span? And if so, does this have some kind of metaphysical consequences for the understanding of the human mind? Is he secretly, very secretly, a neurological genius amongst us? Or does he simply know how to say, you know, the parental equivalent of "we'll see"? And if so, again, where are the people who are supposed to provide that oversight and say, no, not 2 weeks? You have to give that answer now. You have to give proof now. You have to give a plan now. You have to give evidence now. But right now, everything that Donald Trump wants, and that would include stiff-arming members of Congress for making sure that American citizens and other innocent people aren't being rounded up in this mass deportation scheme of his, right now, it's anything Donald Trump wants. And if you want anything else out of him to change, you can ask him. He'll get back to you in a couple of weeks. Maybe. Brewers beat the Cubs 8-7. It wasn't easy. Had to overcome some horrific home plate umpiring, but they did it, and now it's off to Minnesota to take on the Twins. Pregame starting tonight at 6:35. We'll have Joan Esposito coming up next. You're up north.
News from the center, WRCE. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Henricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
Joining us in studio is Dr. Brian Krall. We're here to talk about physicals, WIA physicals. It is that time of year again today. Boy, here we are in the month of June. We hit the ground running, don't we?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Phil.
Awesome to have you on. You know, there are a lot of camps and things going on already this summer. It kind of never ends for high school sports, does it?
No, it doesn't, especially with WIA saying non-contact hours. Coaches have more access to athletes, and hopefully athletes are staying active and participating throughout the summer.
The big news recently was the WIA had kind of released, there are going to be more days where coaches can have contact with players. It's pretty much unlimited now, isn't it?
Yes, it's unlimited. I think there's some controversy to the benefit of that. I think kids should play as many sports as possible and be involved in as many sports as possible. So over-specialization has always been, a more recent trend with year-long sports and specialization. I think our coaching staff here at the Richland School District has been pretty vocal about allowing kids to play other sports, encouraging kids to play other sports, and I hope that continues.
Yeah, I mean, a school this size, too, students and athletes can have their favorites, but it's nice to kind of have some of those other outlets, too, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think it makes them a better athlete for their maybe favorite sport to not over-specialize. It prevents over-training in the specific sport. It allows them to enjoy the sport mentally so they don't get bogged down and focused on performance too much. Gets them to interact with a different group of coaches and kids. And it just, I mean, the more sports you play, the better athlete you're going to be. If you're a better athlete, you're going to be better at this, your favorite sport. That, I think that's kind of boiled down to the importance of not specializing all year round.
You were a college athlete, football. Did you play other sports, though?
Right? Yeah, I played all four seasons back when baseball was a summer sport. And so I played football, basketball, and then track and baseball in the summertime.
And, you know, you see that a lot of times, even with professional athletes, you'll hear like a football player say, well, I was a state wrestling champion or whatever. I mean, a lot of times they're good athletes and they can do just about anything.
Absolutely. Being an athlete, playing in all different sports, pretty ubiquitous across the Division I ranks. Pro athletes, they usually are multi-sport athletes, and so I think it's critical when you're focusing on performance not to over-specialize too soon and kind of lose track of why you're playing the game. High school sports, especially, probably the most fun you'll ever have playing the sports. Your best friends will be made in high school, and so encouraging you to play all different seasons, all different sports, and not make it a job too early.
Tell me about the upcoming opportunities for middle school and high school students to get their physicals.
Yeah, of course. I think the school year's rapidly closed, and then summertime, it's time to be outside, and folks can kind of forget that the school year is going to be here before we know it, and so getting your WIAA physical is critical for your sports participation. And so the Richland Hospital is offering $15 sports physicals, which is a pretty awesome deal, at the Richland Hospital location in Richland Center, and then in Spring Green and Muscadet. Parents have to attend, pay the $15 fee. You're seen by a provider. You have to bring the forms, which you can find on the WIA website, or when you schedule the appointment, just ask how you can get a form. This will only cover the WIA part. So if you're needing updates on routine vaccinations or your routine physical, that won't be covered under that $15 fee. But in order to maintain eligibility and be able to participate in your school sports, you need one of these every 2 years.
It's a very reasonable price, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's a great deal. We try to make it as affordable as possible. It's definitely the cheapest in the area. And really, I think it's just the Richland Hospital trying to encourage folks to get in, get their kids kind of that box checked to make sure that they're healthy enough to play sports. It's a great time to talk about supplements, exercise, and preparing for different sports, off-season training, any injuries that they've had, any potential family history that could lead to issues. And it's a really critical part of sports participation. Most of the time, we don't find anything, but if you do, you know, it's critical to address that prior to participation, so it's safe for everybody participating in sports.
That'll be before the first fall sports activity. So, for instance, for football, before the football camp, like usually before the week before the season or something like that, they have to be in then. Is that correct?
Yeah. Ideally, you would have them in before you're able to participate at all. So you hand those in, and then you're able to practice. So I would encourage folks getting in. We're starting to offer these now in June, July, and August to try to get as many access slots available for student athletes. And they're good for 2 years. So if you've had one within the last 2 years, you're fine. But I would just double check with your school administrator or your coach to make sure you're eligible.
Do you still have to have the alternate year card for the alternate year when you don't have the physical?
Absolutely, and that's just important. If you've been to the ER, got diagnosed with asthma or some other important medical condition that wasn't brought to the attention during the physical, just to make sure that you're still safe to participate.
Okay. You know, many years ago, they used to do it. It was almost like an assembly line where, you know, you would show up and you would get physicals and, you know, stand in line and do that. This is a lot more, you know, private. it, and you can kind of do it on your own terms.
Exactly. More access, individualized to the patient.
Well, thanks for coming to see us today, Dr. Kroll.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Always talking with you, sports.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You know, when it comes to technology, Wisconsin farms are all about it. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Markets back in trade after a Juneteenth break. We'll get to the numbers in just a moment. But right now, we're focused in on the technology that Wisconsin farms are leaning into, whether it's air conditioning for the cows during the hot summer days that we're experiencing in Wisconsin, or whether it's trying to make sure that they're precisely using herbicides or fungicides on their crops. Wisconsin farmers are leaning in. That's the word from Ben Becker, owner and operator of Penguin Drones. He explains how that technology is being used today on Wisconsin farms.
So if you compare it to a ground rig, you're not running over the crops. So you get some return there. You're not damaging the field with ruts and soil compaction. For weather and getting out onto the field, if it's been raining for 3 days, you can't get a tractor out there, but you could get a drone flying the moment it stops raining.
Ben Becker, he is the owner and operator of Penguin Drones. He says he's finding farms of all sizes that are interested in drone technology today. He said he was attracted to the industry for some of the same reasons that farmers are. It's precise, it's effective, it's affordable. Markets are next.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities. And we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.com.
They're back in action after the Juneteenth break in overnight electronic trade. July corn's unchanged. December new crop up a penny and a half at 446. July soybeans are up a penny. November new crop up two at 1070. July wheat, that's currently a nickel lower at 570. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3 right now, 1765 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot on a Friday morning. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then increasing sunshine in the afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, a low of 74. Hot and humid this weekend with highs in the 90s, heat index values above 100. Currently, it's 65.
Seat just this one time, please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
On the text line from Jim in Brookfield, good morning to Joan. To be fair, the Democrats don't have a Fox TV network to echo and amplify their outrage. Jim from Brookfield sending that note in. We'll resume our conversation with Joan in just a moment. First, a reminder, the keyword to text in for our free ticket Fridays for the Brewers, FUN, F-U-N, and that should be the first or only word in your text to us using the Civic Media app. The tickets are for next Friday's game against Colorado. This is a statewide contest, and you get five chances to win every Friday. So be listening throughout the course of the day for the next keyword and your next chance to win. Coming up across the Civic Media Radio Network, Matt and Air on Air, coming up at 9 o'clock with Dan Schaefer in the 10 a.m. hour. The Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 includes his daily What's Worse segment. Maggie Dawn this afternoon from 4 to 6 includes Terry Barr and What's Good, Local, and Overlooked. Did you know there is a shrine for all things dairy-related? It's a national organization, but Terry found that shrine right here in Wisconsin, and she talks about some of what makes it worth a visit anytime, not just during June Dairy Month. Also on Maggie's show today, Jeremy Janine from Milwaukee, Urban Milwaukee, and Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe from 6 to 8 tonight includes Bar Band Friday with Terry Barr. All right, it's our week in review segment, and right now we've got Mark Jacob, who's off this week, but he does have his newsletter with the headline this week, National Media Yawns When Millions Protest Peacefully. Journalists gravitate toward conflict, but civilized engagement matters too. And you can read much more about that from Mark by heading over to couriernewsroom.com or getting Mark's newsletter directly at stopthepresses.news. But with Mark and Jennifer and Jim all off today, Joan Esposito from Chicago is joining us to our little week in review. Let me ask you, Joan, about something that's more Wisconsin-based but with a national figure and your take on it. Here in the 3rd Congressional District, where Derek Van Orden has managed, managed to squeak through two elections so far, but there are already three people who have announced that they want to run against him, including the nominee last time around, Rebecca Cook. And a couple of days back, Rebecca Cook picked up the endorsement of Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator. And so my question to you is, and this is, I believe, the first House race where he has made an endorsement in a purple district, whether it's Wisconsin's 3rd district or elsewhere. Does it cut both ways, a Bernie Sanders endorsement? Does it help? Does it help as much as it hurts? Or what's your own take on the power of a Bernie Sanders endorsement in this day and age?
Well, yeah, I think it's a double-edged sword. I think you hit the nail on the head. Yes, he is a senator. And yes, it certainly, you know, we're talking about it. It certainly raises her profile. But, you know, there are a lot of people who in more conservative areas think that Bernie Sanders is too radical. And but taking a step back, I mean, I think that Derek Van Orden should lose even if he has no opposition. You know, he's so bad. He's such a bad human being that, you know, it seems to me that if it was Derek Orden versus player to be named later, player to be named later should be the winning candidate. And I hope that, I mean, I would imagine that she sought this endorsement. I mean, they don't just fall out of the sky. So she must feel there's value in it. But you're absolutely right. There are people who associate Bernie with AOC and AOC with it's too far left. So Hopefully she's thought it through and really feels that this is a plus for her.
At least in a primary, especially a competitive primary. And I thought, I'm just, while you were answering that, I'm going to call up Derek Van Orden's social media feed and see how long in it takes him to insult or offend somebody. And of course, the very first post, when he's asked why he doesn't hold any town halls or take questions, his response to this person is, "Are you a constituent?" Because I guess that's the only people that he thinks he can talk to, but he doesn't talk to them. The very next post is one ripping on the three candidates, Emily Berge, Laura Benjamin, and Rebecca Cook. Look, here's a Bernie Sanders one. And Derek Van Orden responds, "You are a communist. Might want to sit this one out, comrade." And says, "I thank you for endorsing Rebecca Cook so we can finally show her true colors." So, I mean, Van Orden's certainly going to run with this endorsement, but it may come in handy in the primary when you've got something that closely followed.
Well, there you go. Right now, she's trying to get ahead of her fellow Democrats. So maybe that's her plan. You know, get me out of this first election, and then we'll rethink what our strategy is going to be going forward.
Well, if you're on the right wing like Derek Van Orden and Donald Trump, you understand that you're not even pretending to reach toward the middle. You're trying to get every little last bit of, you know, MAGA right wing extremist voters you can get, which might explain why, even though in past years, in his first term, former President Trump, you know, would say things about Juneteenth, this time around, he was insulting Juneteenth, saying that the U.S. has too many, quote, non-working holidays, and that has to change. And he made some other comment about, I think his spokesperson did, about, you know, "We're here working at the White House." I just don't know. He's put out proclamations for Father's Day, for Flag Day, for the 250th anniversary of Bunker Hill, a lot of other things that aren't on the federal holiday list. But gosh, Joan, why does Juneteenth seem to be something that bothers him so much?
Pat, it's clearly a DEI holiday. And, you know, I actually saw a report yesterday that there was, you know how they're scrubbing, like, medical research, there's certain papers. Mm-hmm. There was a woman author who had her research paper scrubbed from a federal website because it mentioned the word women. There are key words that if they are in any context in your paper, the paper gets erased. Come on, it's clearly DEI, you know, blacks, brown people, women. We've got to put them back in their place, Pat.
And the thing is, when you do that, and they're allowed to pervert the term DEI, and yet, boy, do they pucker up quick when you say, well, I guess the proper response to that is to call out the racism that's involved in it. And like, oh, the horror, you know, to them, DEI, anything like that is the real racism to them. It's racism against white people.
Exactly. Don't you know that white people need help and protection now? You know, because so many white people have, I don't know, not gotten a promotion that an African-American person got. Must be DEI, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you know, like, I think MAGA should be replaced with MAWA, Make America White Again, because that's the real plan.
It certainly seems that way, at least in terms of, you know, our education and our justice system and all of the other ways that this happens. And it's just, I don't want to say funny, but I mean, I've got to think anybody else does this, and you do call it what it is. Yeah. And it will in hindsight be referenced as racism, that this is the most outwardly racist president that we've had in generations. Trust me, I'm not going to say past presidents weren't racist, but to be so open about it. But when you do it with a wink, you know, about it being DEI, the legacy of this is going to be that DEI reminded us that, you know, as when we had a better direction toward racial fairness, it was that qualified people could get hired even if they weren't the right color. Whereas now we've got unqualified people who get hired because they are the right color. And I mean, you just mentioned Sean Duffy in the last segment being slapped down by a federal judge for trying to tie federal transportation grants to Trump's immigration policy. And you can see where we just have people who are woefully unqualified for the work, but, you know, they fit the right frame of mind for Donald Trump's hiring.
They look
purposes.
Good on television.
Yes.
Sadly, I wish that were a real joke, but that is one of his aides say that's one of the things Donald Trump looks at when deciding whether or not to bring somebody into the fold. Do they look good on television? Mm-hmm. Are they good on television?
And the funny thing is that it knows, or, you know, it happens at this state level as well. Just this week, one of the big stories we're covering is how Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to cut UW system funding. It's not that he doesn't want to go along with Governor Evers' request for a more than $800 million increase in support for the UW system, or even a lower amount, or even keeping it, you know, flat, but to actually cut funding. And when you ask why, they say it's because of political correctness and DEI. And I just wonder, how do you resolve that without having some kind of MAGA thought police on campus to guarantee that we talk about, you know, discrimination against white people or something, I guess?
Yeah, it's such a lie. Just like Donald Trump going after Harvard for anti-Semitism. Apparently, no one told Donald Trump that his Jewish son-in-law is a Harvard alum. It's just lip service, you know? It's just owning the libs. It doesn't matter how many people you hurt if you own the libs. That's I've heard people say that, and I thought, oh, man, an elected official can't be that basic. But I believe there is some truth to that. Oh, you know, people in my district will be hurt by this. Yes, but how many others will be so pleased that I owned the libs?
And that's the thing. It's about dividing people. We're either going after the libs, we're going after the illegals, as they like to say, or they're going after the poors, which takes us to the Medicaid cuts. And we spoke in the first hour of today's program to a policy advisor from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And their new study showed that in Wisconsin, for example, hospitals will face a $3 billion shortfall if this current big bloated budget boondoggle of Trump's passes. They'll lose $3 billion over 10 years, plus nearly $1 billion more in uncompensated care as people lose their health care coverage and can't pay their hospital bills. And yet we keep hearing that these aren't real Medicaid cuts, that this is just going after the people who are lazy and on the couch or undocumented. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Joan, but I don't think there's $4 billion worth of undocumented immigrants and lazy people. I think real people are going to be hurt by these cuts.
And there's already, people are talking about, well, there needs to be a work requirement. There already is a work requirement if you're an able-bodied person. And Wisconsin better be careful, because a lot of people that I've talked to and read are predicting that most rural hospitals will close. So, you know, you live in a rural area of Wisconsin. You want to drive to Milwaukee to get medical care, because it may come to that. Drive to Milwaukee, drive to Madison. Rural hospitals exist because of Medicaid payments.
That's
a message that really needs to get out to people, because, you know, Pat, that's going to be another one of those things where the people who are supporting all these Trump supporters in Congress, well, I didn't know my hospital would close. I thought it was just going after lazy people.
I never thought the leopard would eat my face.
Joan
Esposito joining us here. A local update is next for some of you. The rest will come back here. We'll continue having a conversation with Joan, and then we'll all be together after the 8 o'clock news, and we'll talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and then Mike Clemens will take us into the weekend with sports. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Engage. engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the interview system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joins us on WRCO. He's always swinging deals. Do you have some rebates going on right now during the month of June, Tom?
God, do we. We have some fantastic rebates right now. Right now, we have $500 off on all the HD models in our series. Why is that important? Well, they don't normally ever discount those units. This is the most popular mower in the industry. But right now, you can buy one with $500 off. That program ends on the 25th of this month, so it's not going to be renewed. It's definitely a one-time thing. So we call these spot programs, basically to test the market and see how many they need to build for another year. And it gives them a chance to check it out. So this is a spot rebate, and it doesn't last very long. So the people that are jumping on it are excited because they haven't seen that kind of discount in the past. The other thing you have to understand, too, is we have old price units. So that means you're not only saving the $500, but you're not buying at current price. You're saving a ton of money. Along with all the other things that we're doing, we have 10% off on commercial units as far as Gravely. And those units are 10% off for cash or check with no trade. So it's really a good program. So if you've ever thought about buying a unit, you want to get one and don't have anything to trade in, but you just want a great commercial unit at the best price you can find around the country, you need to stop and see us, take a look. As far as the rest of our line, we have the ZTXs and the ZTXLs at cost. Simple as that. You can't buy them any cheaper than that. So come on in and try to get hold of them, because basically there's not that many left. One thing that we always do, we always have a 10% off sale on all of our handheld Husqvarna units, and that means gas or electric. And again, that's because we buy right. We buy in such huge volume, we're able to do that. There are other programs going on, up to 25% off, and those are company functioned units. And basically, that program goes to July 6th, which is really not that far away. The month is sneaking past us quite fast. The nice thing with the rain and the heat, you're going to mow, and you're going to mow a lot, and that's the important part. Want to stop and see us for a couple reasons. The newest and greatest in the industry is here. We have added the Wright line, which is a Wright stander. It is the company invented the stand-on rider, and they are a fantastic rig. These are very much commercial units. They are designed basically to last a long, long time. We have a full line of them, and if you've never seen one, come down and see us. How advanced do they get? Well, we have an autonomous one. Literally, it's capable of going out and mowing the entire lawn with nobody on it. So, and it's a big unit. So keep that in mind. If you've never seen one, place to come is at Dodgeville, Wisconsin. You know, Phil, I'm in the Husqvarna line, and Husqvarna probably is the best and by far the biggest leader in robotics. We basically have two robots running around, Robo 1 and Robo 2, cutting our lawn on a constant basis. We have a four-wheel drive out there going up and down some 40-degree slopes just to show you what it can do, and they're very, very impressive. Robotics are really taking hold. We sold quite a few already this spring. In Europe, some of the countries are 50% robotic, so if you've got a lawn and you want to get into a robot, they start right around $3,000. So it's a great chance for you to get into something really new and keep up with the world, as they say. So we're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, the lights are on again this morning. So I think they'll make it. Looks that way anyhow. We're open from 7:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to noon on Saturday. If you go to MuellerRental.com, you'll see everything we have for sale. If you go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, you'll see our used and all the other specials we have running. But the really best thing to do is stop and visit us. We are very busy. We have a lot of stuff in the shop. We service a 60-mile circle. That's really a huge circle. But you know what? There's not a lot of service out there. So you're going to find out what great service is when you come through Mueller, because we consider our customers number one, and that's the way it is.
Well, it sounds good. And now people will flock to see you there. I'm guessing you're going to have a real run when you talk about those prices and everything you got going, Tom.
Well, if they don't, and if they think they're going to wait and have something better to come along, I think you're going to be very foolish. So if you've got a desire to buy something and need something, now's the time to do it. Strike the iron while it's hot.
You bet. Yeah, peace of mind. When you go out in the garage to start it, it's going to start. That's the main thing, right?
That is everything, and we want that to happen for everybody. So please come in and see us.
All right, Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement joining us here on WRCO for a Friday morning.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center, a longtime favorite in Richland County. It remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally.
Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out at the Phoenix Center.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henriks.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Two American aircraft carriers will join a third already in the Mideast in what could be a buildup for a wider war, or could dissuade Israel and Iran from continuing their war.
Essentially, you're having now a really large military presence. Remember, there's already 40,000 U.S. military personnel in the Middle East. And by adding two aircraft carriers, that's another 10,000 more.
ABC's Louis Martinez, who covers the Pentagon here on the ABC podcast Start Here, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is using diplomatic channels to tell Iran that the U.S. is willing to have direct talks. Triple-digit heat is expected in Denver, Minneapolis, and across the upper Midwest. New York and Philadelphia will be sizzling on Monday with real feels above 100, maybe into Wednesday. Welcome to summer. The solstice arriving at 10:42 Eastern tonight, the most daylight of any day. This is ABC.